Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
All right, great to hear, sir. Great to hear. Happy Wednesday. I guess we're halfway through the week already, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And I'm speaking with Jeff, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, pleasure to meet you, Jeff. Dan sent over information to catch me up to speed on the call. I gotta say, congratulations on the established business. 20 years in already. Talk about time flying, huh? There you go.
Actually, about 40 years. 41 or
Stop.
2 years. Yeah,
Wow.
1981 I started this. Yep.
Get out of here. All right.
Yeah.
Well, all more to you, man.
Yeah.
That's incredible. We don't get to hear that very often. You know, I talk to a lot of business owners everywhere, so I take my hat off to you, sir. So Jeff, want to make sure I help you out in the right direction here then. Now you're looking to target both residential and commercial work. I do see that you have, oh, go ahead.
Probably more, mostly residential. We do some commercial, and that's
Okay.
referred. I get most of my work from referrals anyways now, and we stay reasonably busy or pretty busy with that. Commercial, I'll do, but it's not my main target area.
Okay, that's all right.
You know,
Yeah, we can definitely focus on that.
if it came in, we're qualified. It's a whole different knowledge level, and we are absolutely qualified for it.
Yeah.
If we're doing, we've done apartment, not mostly apartment, but condominium, projects.
Okay. All
And
right.
you gotta work with health department on those jobs.
Oh yeah, what is that? OSHA or something like that? Is that what it's
Well,
called?
it's mostly, Orange County Health Department. It's not, even if it's in the city of Yorba Linda or Placentia, you have a local building department, but then you've got to work with the county health departments.
Okay,
And
that's
they've got a
strange.
whole other set of recommendation requirements. So you kind of got to know what their requirements are to do commercial.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, and it's
Interesting.
so someone who's pretty good at doing residential jobs would still have some difficulty doing the commercial side.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
You,
I'm glad you're
yeah,
telling me that too.
you got to have a special some special expertise and background. I mean, it doesn't mean they can't do it, but it's going to be, hey, I'm really good at math. Okay, well, here's algebra, and it's in your lap
Right.
now. Okay, it's like,
That's a
okay,
good way
well,
of putting
give me
it.
some time to catch. Yeah, give me some time to catch on. I'm pretty smart, and I can figure this out. But it's not simple arithmetic.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was actually looking at housing in Yorba Linda. I have some friends that live out there as well too, and that was an actual spot we were looking into. And we're not too sure. They're at Tampa still, so we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, we wanted to do remodel everything and stuff. I like the idea of remodeling it, not just buying as is. I don't know. I just take a lot of pride with that, and it's fun to do. So
Well,
why
it's a little
not
bit
do it
less
right?
actually, because in new construction, the greatest expense is building the shell of the pool now. You know, it's $50,000 to build a shell of a pool. So if
Oh
you can get
yeah,
into a
no, it
pool
makes
where you're
sense.
just remodeling it, you got 40 some odd thousand dollars coming right off the top of your bid that you don't have to build the shell of the pool. Even if you're going to demo it and, you know, remodel it, replaster it and tile it, you still have the
Sure.
concrete shell and plumbing nuts. So if I was buying a new house, I would try to look for one with an existing pool rather than, you know, I'll build my own new one.
Oh, 100%. Yes, sir. Yeah, you don't have to work about the digging a hole and nothing and all that. And yeah, don't get started. I'm talking to you. You probably don't hear that all the time. All right. Well, Jeff, so when it comes down to your service area though, I see that you have some specific areas, and I love that because, we're very flexible when it comes to your areas. Now I see like Fullerton, Anaheim, North Orange County, pretty much anything up to the 55 freeway in there. But
Yeah,
I want to
so the
ask you
Villa,
this.
so
Yeah.
on both sides of the 55, Villa Park is a big area for us. We do a lot of work
Yeah.
in
Okay.
Villa
There we
Park.
go.
So from Villa Park, Tustin, and going over to Fullerton, and then all of that north, up into
Okay.
Yorba Linda, Brea.
Gotcha. Yeah. I was gonna say because I mean, there's so many other places. I had a house in Tustin area, and there is so much to be done, man. The demand is hot over
Yeah,
there. That's
there's
for
a lot of
sure.
remodel work required. Yeah.
Yes,
So I don't
sir.
know
Yes,
how
sir.
your sections or your zones, you know, break up, or you know, where do they start and finish? So, are you by
Oh man,
city,
no, you're gonna love
or are
it.
you by zone?
So, both. You set the tone. We go 50 miles out, all right, and you don't have to use all 50 miles. You can just name it down to the specifics like zip codes, towns, counties, cities, things like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's, like again, sky's the limit with that. Jeff, all the calls come directly to you too. We don't touch and nobody touches any of your customers whatsoever. All right. Actually, it's important that we put, however you communicate with us, let us know to say, hey, I'd like to be contacted on this number or by through email only or text or all three. It doesn't matter. We make sure to put that through so that way no one's touching your customers. Okay. I like it that way, to be honest. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff, before I dive into pricing though, did you have any questions regarding the program itself or how it works in general?
Not really. I was going to take a minute and kind of Google how, you know, another competitor's name and see, is there another side-by-side type listing? Like, how does that, you know, how is my name going to lay next to or on top of or below or however? I'm curious on what the actual advertisement piece is going to look like.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love that. Okay, so, Jeff, when it comes down to competitors out there that in your area, there's plenty of people that are spending money, right? And I'm going to be very – I'm very transparent from the get-go here, so I hope you don't mind. But I'd rather just be honest and straightforward with you than beat around the bush and you begin false promises and all that stuff. So I'm just not like that. There's plenty of people that are spending an arm and a leg for their advertisements, right? But it's not about how much you're spending, actually. It's about who you're working with and targeting the right areas and the right keywords. That's where it's at. So we actually the premier Google channel partners. So we're the highest tier of partnerships that Google trusts to handle their SEO for businesses such as yours. Okay, so we've been in the business for over 18 years. Definitely not our first rodeo. So it's definitely about who you're working with, for one, and that's us. But then two, we want to make sure we're targeting the right areas and the right keywords and keeping it up to date so you're constantly being found. And I'm going to say just convenient for the customers to find you. Because at the end of the day, you could have the best website in the world, right? But if no one's finding it or clicking on it, what's the use of it, right? So that's what we make sure is this doesn't just work on a computer. This works on phones, tablets, even voice Alexa, right? So we just want to make sure that you're constantly being found when the customers are at that point and they say, hey, I need this guy. I need a remodel. I need this. We want to make sure you're being found for those keywords. And the more they see you, the more likelihood of them giving you a call when they need you. Now, 90% of the revenue is being capitalized by the businesses on the first page. That's just stats. What we do is we make sure to get you up on that first page. And this is, again, average, okay? But for customers that don't have any web presence, we get them up there in the first 30 to 45 days. That's how fast we move with that. And before even that, we get even more done. You get listed on the 60 other directories. And again, this is all included in your package. So like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, like I'm just naming a few here, but you get 60 of those, okay, on top of getting into the local map section of Google on the first page there. Now, of course, Jeff, we want to make sure that you have the keys to the car here, right? We don't want you just taking our word for everything and saying, yeah, this is great, we're working. No. We give you the account login and password. That way you get a fully customizable tracking system to see where the customers are calling from live. That way you can call them back if you missed a call. You could even change out your keywords that, you know, just for your services if you wanted to. Sky's the limit with that as well. But we make sure to give you an account management team that's open Monday through Friday in case you need some help on the back end. If you need to change out pictures, if you want to add testimonials or promotion, change a phone number, we make sure to help you out with that as well too. We just want to make sure to take the load off your shoulders, focus the job at hand rather than trying to figure out how to do this back end stuff like that. Okay. Now, Jeff, based off of what you're hearing so far, I mean, obviously you see some value behind it, but are you doing any other stuff for your business, like social media, website? Talk to me about this stuff.
So I've done that. It's been over 5 years since I have not done really anything. I keep and maintain a website. It probably costs me, I think, 60-some-odd dollars a month to have my website maintained through I can't remember who the company is. If I looked at my credit card, receipt, you know, every once a month they charge me 60 some odd dollars just to basically warehouse my website. I did stuff with them. I'm trying to think when I redid this. Oh, it was probably 5 or 7, 8 years ago. Then I did the same thing that you're doing with another company where we paid an amount and they did the same thing, put me on, you know, 50 to 100 different of these category sites, like you're saying, Yelp and you know, all these different things, because that's how the SEO works.
Sure.
The more places that you are, the,
yep.
You know, the old days when this first started, if three people or four people called your phone number in a day,
mm-hmm.
Those hits brought you to the top of the list.
Right.
So, you know, I know guys that were, for their insurance, car insurance sales, were calling themselves 10 times a day.
Right.
Or having their wife call just so they could be, well, you know, you got more calls than the other guy, and
right.
you were the top three. That's
right.
How you stayed in it. And so I know it's how some of the SEO has changed, but I haven't done that for well over 5 years because I just haven't, and probably seven, but I haven't needed to. So as
okay.
part of what you do is also take my website and then begin to, warehouse my website. I mean, you guys kind of like say, like, well, we're just going to grab this from you and from the other company and then say, hey, we're going to manage this now too. Because you just say you would upload pictures and all that, or do you create a whole new website?
We create whole new websites. And to answer your question on this, like, when it comes to, if you're already paying for somebody doing, taking care of your website, keeping it alive and all that, I'm looking at it right now, and it's a sophisticated concept. You got an amazing pool back here with the jacuzzi coming into it. Like, I mean, great pictures, all that.
I haven't added photos to that in 5 years.
Get out of town, really.
It's just one of these people. And every now, and in fact, I've only been running about maybe, I do about 30, 40 pools a year, and I run about 15 appointments because a lot of them are for other contractors and the job's already sold. You know, like I'm just pulled in front of a job right now where it's for another guy and it's like, hey, I got another job to start. You know, when can you meet me?
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Okay.
And so I've just, you know, maybe 2 to 3 a month on leads that I'm running. People say, do you have a website? Oh yeah, you know what? I do have a website.
Right.
It's not a tool that I use heavily anymore. I used to 10 years ago would rely on it and use it a lot. Oh, hey, you know, look, go onto my website, see if you like anything. Or I have a lot of those photos on my phone. I would send them 3 or 4 photos in the style if they were looking for a rectangular pool or a curvy pool or a lock pool
right.
or contemporary, whatever style they were looking for. I'd send them 2 or 3 photos.
Right.
Just to kind of get them interested in here's what I can do, you know?
Yeah. You definitely
so
got me.
So I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem if you're taking it over. I'm just kind of curious on, because that's what the other company did. I had the website somewhere else in a different domain. And then when I went with this other company that did the search engine optimization, and they said, well, we're going to redo your website. You know, we're going to have you be the administrator of it. And so I could load photos whenever I wanted or take stuff down or switch them around,
yep.
whatever I wanted to do. But like I said, I haven't felt the need to advertise. I haven't had the need to flaunt my website. But I tell people, yeah, if you want to look at stuff, I've got a website, you know?
Okay. So here's the thing, and I'm very honest, okay? So I see you already have a Google Business Profile. That's how I was even able to find your website from here, right? Now, you've been along for a long time, but yet you only got one Google review, and that one review is not looking so hot for this one. We want to make sure that all the customers that you've been working with and stuff gets to go ahead and show the world of how well your company does in general and how well you work with people. Just by talking to you a few minutes here, I feel like you're an amazing guy. Like, no lie. I could talk to you for days. But it's like when customers talk about other companies, that one review gets seen by everybody. And reviews come a long way when it comes to Google or these listings, right? So that way it makes it a little more easier for you to say, all right, we can get more calls that turn into easier into those jobs. Plain and simple, right?
Does it say who that review's from? Is it from a I've had one customer in 40 years that was just a total tool.
Yeah, this guy's name's Thomas Moore or something.
Thomas
like that.
Moore, yeah.
Yep.
What
nope.
a pain in what I mean, and half the stuff he said about me is a lie. I've had no contractors board. Complaints or fines or anything. Contractors board investigated the complaint. This guy was just a nightmare.
See, there you go.
And I didn't even,
you know?
Yeah, was a nightmare.
So that's the thing right now. It's like, that's what people are getting the concept of you right now. And I would hate for that to happen, right? Because that irks me, man. It really does. You know, people like to just put things online and stuff, but imagine you having the backup here, right? So that way we can make it easier for customers to, here, I'll give you a little freebie here. We could even put a link on your website to have customers that you work with or the ones that you're like, hey, take a look at my website, take a look at those pictures. And they can leave reviews right from there to Google. Okay. Instead of just going on Google and having a little instruments doing all these different things, you can make it simple. Kill two birds with one stone. They can see your pictures. They see your website. They can have referrals go there, and they can even leave a review right there for you. So that's the type of stuff that we can help you with. So that way you're really moving up in your ranking and helping you out. Now, coming to the website again, though, we don't work. If you have a website that you're working with somebody else on, it creates issues. I'm going to be real with you on that. So that's why we won't take over a website to edit it, but we can use that same domain name so customers don't get confused, right? So it'll still be the pool construction in your Belinda, CA for California.com, but we'll create a brand new website for you if that was the case, if you need us to. And that's included in your package, actually. Okay, make it easier. So you can edit, just like you had before in the past, you can edit yourself, add pictures, testimonials, or we can have our team go ahead and do that for you as well, too. So I guess the choice is yours with that.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Honestly, Jeff, I don't think we went over pricing here, did we?
No, not yet.
All right. Well, let's go for pricing. Let's make sure it's fits in the right ballpark for you as well, too, and then we can discuss further from there, okay? So the gentleman you spoke to earlier put that 50% discounted rate for you. So it is month-to-month, no contracts, all right, no paper lead or anything hidden there, no hidden agendas whatsoever. Pricing's at $249 month-to-month. It does come with a one-time setup fee of just $99 to cover your programming. So no matter what, month-to-month, it always stays at $249 a month. But to get started today, it would be at $348. Is that something that fits in the right ballpark for you?
Yep.
I just want to make sure.
I'm good. Let's do it. Yep.
All right. Awesome. So, Jeff, the very first thing is spelling your name. Is that short for Jeffrey, or is it just Jeff?
Yes. Yeah, Jeffrey, D, middle initial D, and then Lozon, L-O-Z-O-N.
L-O-Z-O-N. All right. Perfect.
Because what I'm thinking is I might just have you do the website under Pacific Pool. So if you took everything off that website, we could take that same, let's call it artwork, photos, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I would probably put it under Pacific Pool and Patio because I'm changing everything over to Pacific Pool and Patio. Sophisticated Concepts was a sole ownership, still is. And I incorporated Pacific Pool and Patio in 2003 and then chose not to change everything over to it because there was another company, Pacific Pool and Patio out of Corona, that I stumbled on. I was in a weightlifting store here in Yorba Linda and waiting for the guy to get off the phone, and I see this fax come through, and it said Pacific Pool and Patio, and he was having a lot of difficulty with this contractor, and when he got off the phone, and the guy knew me, he goes, hey, you're back to buy some more stuff. I'm like, yeah, but I was eavesdropping on your phone call, and I have to ask you, what's this all about, because that's my company name. And then he told me, he goes, yeah, I live in Corona, and then this guy's kind of hosing us, and the neighbor across the street, another neighbor down the street. And so I went, great, I can't use that. So for 20 years, just about, I've only warehoused that corporation, paid for it, paid the monthly, the yearly tax on it, but I've never done anything with it. It was just an empty shell. And then the last 2 years, I've been running my contracts through Pacific Pool and Patio. So instead of advertising under Sophisticated, I would do it under Pacific Pool. I literally last year just filed my first tax return under Pacific Pool and Patio because it tells exactly what I do. And that's why I changed the name. Sophisticated Concept doesn't say like, hey, great. Yeah. Great ideas. In what category, it doesn't tell you I'm a pool builder or a landscape contractor.
I see you.
So that's why I incorporated Pacific Pools. So I'm just now using it. So I would put everything under Pacific Pool and Patio Inc.
Awesome.
Your Belinda. And like I said, if you took everything off that website and just changed the name, and I think I do have a Pacific Pool and Patio. I think if you Google Pacific Pool, Sophisticated Concepts, it will come up with a Pacific pole also.
Get out of here. Okay, I want to make sure.
I have to tell you, I haven't been on my website in over 3 years.
Okay.
You know, it's just kind of like, hey, I get it. You know, it's like having a car going, well, look, you know, I have a chauffeur and somebody drives me. I don't need to get in and I don't need to drive myself somewhere because all my work has been handed to me, literally handed to me for the last 5 or 10 years.
That's wild. But hey, listen, I'm going to be honest with you on this. The reason for that is because of who you are and how much you're passionate about your work, period. I'm sorry. I don't care what anyone says, especially for a gentleman who's been
I mean,
long,
I still love what I do. I've been doing this 40
yep.
years and I probably will never retire because I still love doing what I do.
Yes,
and like I say, most of the people, you know, like, and I've had that happen where I've gotten referral from 3 different people to one customer. I'm like, well, hey, my hairdresser, you know, referred me, and then a good friend of mine referred me, and your name came up, so I guess I got to call you. And then I have, in the last 3 years, someone would say, oh, you know, hey, you got this, like, bad review. What's all this about? And almost 60% of it to 80% of it is not true. And it's like there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, someone can go on Yelp and say, this is the worst tasting pizza I've ever had, and they were horrible service. And I know that's been done before. I walked into the building and no one even spoke to me for 10 minutes. And when they played the video back, the guy walked in for 30 seconds and left and then complained about the company. I remember reading about this a couple of years ago where you can go in there and you can say anything you want on these sites and there's almost nothing you can do about it. I threatened to sue Better Business Bureau. I'm like, well, hey, look, we're just a website for people to post stuff. I'm like, yeah, but it's not fair.
Yeah, that's, I was going to say, because people read
and,
that. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, here's
you
the
know,
thing.
That's just...
Jeffrey, so the one thing that when it comes to the Google stuff, the one thing I do know that we don't really touch base with, but I'm going to give you the best advice for this. It's worth it to fight it because Google is very fair when it comes to your own customers and customers that are not actual customers and they put things in like that. You can fight it and they can take that review away. Now, it's a fight.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. But it's worth the fight because having that one bad review, you have to get like 20 good reviews to get, you know, get it subsided, like to counterweight that, right? So take my word for it. Please don't take that lightly. Like that is something you should do.
Uh-huh.
That'll help you a lot. Trust me. All right. Now, Jeff,
how do I do that? I contact Google. I contact Google for that.
Yes. And actually, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a time, you know, definitely not today because I know we're packed on there, but tomorrow, if you have an hour window, I'll set up a technician call. These guys I know a lot about this stuff, but they work the magic. They develop the websites. They go over keywords, everything. And I'll put down the notes for them to bring that up to them. So that way they can give you a little better direction of what to do and how to do it. And, you know, I think that's something you should definitely take a look into for sure. Okay. And Jeff, also, I want to make sure I make this one promise to you. Even after payment here today, to get everything started, I want to stay on the phone with you just to make sure you see everything for yourself through invoice of everything we discussed. I just personally like to do that so that way you feel comfortable becoming part of a family here. What is the best email I could send that invoice to, though?
Okay, so it's I'll say it all out, then I'll spell it for you. So it's jdlozon@fbcglobal.net. J like John, D like David, L Larry, O Ocean, Z Zebra, O Ocean, N Nancy. So JD Lozon at SBC, Sam Boy Charles, Global.
.net. Awesome. Perfect. Thank you, sir. And is this the phone now for us to reach out to you? Is this the best phone number for us to do that?
Yeah, this is my cell phone and my business line. Yeah, this is my business line. I have another cell phone, but I'll only use that on weekends.
All right. No worries. And then we'll get to that in a minute. Now, how do you want us to put the business name, though? Do you want us to do a Pacific Pools and Patios, Inc.?
Correct.
Okay. Now, just to make sure, because I did just to make sure to look at a few things, too, on Google here, I typed in Pacific Pools and Patios in New York, Belinda. There is one that popped up and has a different number. I wasn't sure if it's still yours or not, but it
That's
comes
not.
With a Google.
It's probably not. It's a... It was Chuck Connolly was the man's name, and it was a sole ownership, and I don't know how he incorporated, but I thought it was under – I've looked up his license name before, and I don't know if he's incorporated. I think he's got a corporation, but it's something okay. else. So he uses Pacific Pool and Patio, but it shouldn't say incorporated because,
gotcha. Okay.
This can only
just
be one
sure.
ink.
Yes, yes, exactly. Right. And then also he's in Riverside though. So, I mean, that's a little far.
Correct.
Out.
Yeah.
He'll be all right. Yeah. Okay, good. Just want to make sure we're not having,
well, he started
you,
coming
I'm
in about,
it,
about six. Yeah. Yeah, about 6 years ago, he started coming into Yorba Linda, into the Yorba Linda Anaheim area. He was working in Corona and then stepped a little further when business got slow.
Yeah, he's traveling now. Okay, so, well, we'll make sure we keep him out there by making sure that we're focusing on these specific areas that are close by for you, and then that way I can knock him out there, okay? So when customers do type in any of these services you provide, you will pop up, not them. Now,
okay.
Google's got to send that postcard, most likely send that postcard to you since we have a different name here, though, okay? Now, is it to that same address, though, the 4122 Winter Haven Street?
Correct.
Okay. You're
and if you see a 529.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, 9286. And you'll see on my other Google listings, there's a 5297727 number. That's a fax, goes to a fax machine. So that is, I've had that number for 30 years. Maybe 35. But it's got an answering machine on it, which, you know, I'm never there. It goes to a fax.
Gotcha.
So I want to get rid of that phone number.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. 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 The 7727. Yeah. I see it now.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I want to get rid of that.
Well, we're going to go over that actually here. This whole part takes 10 minutes at max here. Okay.
Sure. Go ahead.
Very first thing is I want to make sure, though, that we set up that technician call because that is a very important phone call for you because they're the ones that make the magic happen. So tomorrow, do you have an hour window for them to give you a call within that time frame?
Yeah, anytime.
Anytime? Okay.
Anytime after 9.
Sounds good. How about this? We'll do it after lunchtime, like right around 1 o'clock. Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to send you and them the same email right now. And that way, you know, just got to hit yes on your side. They'll hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So give me 2 seconds here, Jeff. And I'm sending to that email that you just gave to me here. All right. I just sent it. Let me know you got it.
On Deck Lending Team?
No, it should come from my name, JSEO@localsplash.com. Put a reminder here for them too. If it didn't come in yet, check into your spam or junk mail.
Let me give it a minute.
Yeah. Right, we're in no rush here. All right. So the next part is, I'm glad you brought up as far as the phone number stuff because I whatever's on Google, some customers I speak to are like, just copy everything from the Google there. And I'm like, no, I'd rather talk to you first to see what we got. So make sure it's all correct. So far as the phone number you would like them to reach out to, is it this phone number too then?
Correct. 714-337-7790.
Awesome. And did you want them to be able to text you and email you as well or just a phone call?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. I think the more the merrier. Honestly, you never know how customers will like to reach out. So, and then also, Jeff, far as your hours of operation, how would you like to be found? Monday through Friday, 24/7?
Not 24/7. So Monday through Friday and just a 8 to 4.
8 to 4?
You know, anywhere in, or 9 to 4. I know it's the 8 to 5 is kind of a standard.
Right. Okay.
I could do 8 to 5 and then Saturday till 4.
Okay. Gotcha.
Friday till 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll play 8 to 5.
Normally, quite honestly, at 3 o'clock. Yeah. 3 o'clock Friday, I stop answering calls I don't really know.
Okay. Yes, sir. Well, that's okay. I mean, even if it's a good quality customer, I mean, they're going to leave a message, right? You can always plan out from there. So,
if it's a number I know, and it's in my phone bank, I'm going to answer it because I'm really tight and close with a lot of my customers.
Awesome. There you go.
But Yeah, if it's like a number, like I don't recognize that number, or it's, you know, it's an out-of-state number, I'm not answering it on at 3 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah, I hear that. Yes, sir. Okay, so yeah, I'll just put
I'm
in there for now.
I'm winding down for the weekend.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just kidding. So well, I'm putting in here just to confirm. I got Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Friday, like 8 to 4. Would that be okay?
Yep.
All right. And I know this part's important, so I want to make sure we're hitting them right. Far as the service areas, now, I'm just from the notes here. I mean, we got quite a few stuff.
right.
So I got Fullerton. I got North Orange County. I got Anaheim. I got Tustin, Villa Park. So other ones I could put in here, the more the better, just so we can get a little more accuracy on everything as well. But, again, we could always change things up, and it does not change up your pricing. I never want you to hesitate to let us know if we ever need to, okay? We're always there to do that. So –
So, I mean, all in that North Orange County, well, to me, North Orange County would be parts of Irvine, maybe. I don't know if it goes down that far, but Tustin, Orange, Villa Park, Santa Ana.
Yep, Santa
Ana. Anaheim Hills, Yorba Linda, Brea, Fullerton, Placentia, and then Anaheim.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, but that's all part of what I consider – North Orange County, and then getting down below Santa Ana, you would get into Fountain Valley, Huntington Beach, and I just don't know if it goes that far down. But I would almost take out Huntington Beach to do Newport or Corona Del Mar. But I mean, if that's a different area, I'm fine with not going below, you know, staying north of the 22 of the 405 freeway.
I got you. No worries. Well, I got them in there. I mean, I'd rather be, you know what, say, hey, let's get a little sneak attack, and then, you know, you got an extra city in there that brings you some good more work. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
It doesn't hurt, man. All right. And then also, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you check, PayPal, Venmo?
I have done, you know, taking credit cards before, but for what I do, it's just – the payment structure is so high that it's just too high of a percentage that for fees. So I've done them in deposits before. You know, it's like, hey, you want to write a check for a deposit? Our deposits are very, very low. They're like $200
okay.
When we sign a contract on a pool. It's maybe up to $1,000. So it's almost always a personal, it's almost always check.
Check, right? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I'll just do cash or check.
I've done customers that I've literally, had a project a couple of years ago in one neighborhood where they were Chinese families, and you know they were signed a job with me, like $200,000-$300,000 job, and I'm going to China in 2 weeks. I'll be back in 6 months.
Get out of here!
They
really
to wire me. I'm serious. I've had one guy literally, you know, like, do I just give you $150,000 now and I'll see you in 3 months? I'm like, no, that's illegal. I can't do that. And but what we worked out was he'd leave me so many checks for about $20,000. I go, look, date this one for now. Date that one in, you know, 20 days, because that's where I'll be. And then, I would send him photos of the work. And but he gave me like $250,000, like, and then left 3 days later. And
wow.
But I had done his neighbors next door and across the street and next
okay.
on the other side. And he goes, no, I mean, I feel really comfortable from you. And I took him in my own house to show him my own project. And he goes,
wow,
you even took me to your own house? I'm like, well, yeah, you only live 2 miles away. 3 miles away from me, you know, you can find anybody nowadays. I'm just very cards on the table about everything I do, you know.
No, that's awesome. Yes,
and so, but I had done three jobs on his street and for other Chinese families. So, and they're like, no, you know, use this guy, you know. So,
there you go.
So, but so, and I've done wire transfers from families from Russia that you know, different immigrants that, well, I'm going to leave town. Can I wire you money and send me a picture? And you know, when you pour the deck, I'll send you a check. And so they would do wire transfers with money. So I've done it all different ways. But
wow.
A check's the best way. It's just
that sounds like it.
Because a lot of my draws are 30, 40, 50,000 at a pop.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And
you
would definitely not be using
expensive business.
Stuff.
I mean,
right.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, we go in like I'm on a $300,000 job right now. I'll make about $8,000 on. It's kind of like there's a lot of cost that goes into what we do. You know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And yeah. It's rightfully so, though, just because I've done, you know, some work with nothing of your caliber, you know, but I had to make like a moat pretty much for my father. And we had koi fish, you know, waterfalls, all stuff. Man, that was a workout. Well, let me tell you, I respect you guys that much more. I hope you hear sincerity in my voice when I say that. And that's nothing. I mean, you do this for a living. Like, I take my hat off to you, sir. All right. So I want to make sure I have all the keywords. This is where the bread and butter is, okay? I'm going to put in as much as possible. If there's things that are just out of there, out of the ordinary, tell me, nope, that's okay. Let's put this. Like, I have swimming pools, construction. I got landscape construction, backyard remodeling. Give me some keywords, some things that you want to make sure you're being found for or customers.
So all those are good. Yeah. Pool remodeling, landscaping, landscape remodeling, pool replastering.
Pool
is another big phase. People will say, look, I need to get my pool replastered or pool remodeled. And then in that, you know, it's kind of like, well, you know, I want a barbecue, a fireplace, and this, that, and the other, you know. So, you know, that's why when you hear someone, you know, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on their job, you know, the pool on the average now is around 80 to 90. Where, gosh, when I started this, we'd do a whole backyard for 30 grand. I mean, pool, spa, barbecue. I've done some families here in Yorba Linda, for example. I've done five homes for them going back, you know, almost 30 years. And the first job was 33,000 front yard and backyard with a pool. And now, you know, the shell of the pool only is 50 to 60.
Jeez.
Whew. Yeah.
All
it's
right.
gone up
All
that
right.
much in the 17 years.
That's wild. Hey, good money, though.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so we've got pool replastering. What else can we put in here? It doesn't hurt, so I want to make sure.
Landscape remodel, landscape construction.
Gotcha.
I think that's probably it. I do ADUs and room additions.
Room additions.
And I am licensed for that, and I am experienced in that.
Nice.
Like, we're doing a lot of that in Villa Park right now, a lot of room additions, remodeling.
Get out of here. Okay.
ADUs.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why Villa Park is a huge city for us right now.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. That's why you mentioned that. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep it like this for right now. Send it over to our technicians. That way tomorrow they're not talking to you starting from scratch. They know what they're talking about here. Okay. But if you want to add more on there, by all means, write them down. Let them know. They'll put it in there for you as well. Okay. So now, do you have a Facebook page? I know we briefly talked about that, but
no, I pat myself on the back that I've never been on Facebook.
Okay. All right.
My wife and kids have it, they're all over it. I don't have the time for that kind of stuff. So I'm not even gonna go down that lane.
All right,
yeah,
sounds
we'll
like
just
a plan.
Leave Facebook off of it. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'll be that easier. I don't have the time to go on and chat about what I do, you know. I'm working.
All right. Now, here's the thing. So, Jeff, the website you currently have, did you want us to use that same domain and build you a brand new one? What do we decide on this part?
Whatever's going to work better for you guys, if you need to grab those graphics and photos and pictures or whatever it is, and then administrate that or, you know, warehouse it and do whatever, I don't want to have an issue or a conflict when I get on with someone from your company and go, hey, here's what we need to do. And they're like, well, we're not in control of that domain. So I don't care how it works. I don't care if I stay there. I don't care if I go and move.
Okay, gotcha. All right, yeah, because if you move away from those guys, I like to look out for you guys, you know, just as you can tell. Yeah, so if whoever company you're with doing the website and everything, if they say, oh, you're closing with us, then obviously we're taking this website from you, you know. We want to make sure we prepare for that. So I included the website for you, okay? We usually charge extra for websites, so I'm just letting you know that. So if you have at least the pictures saved, then great, or videos, however, or if we can update them, I want to make sure you have that conversation with our techs tomorrow about that, okay? But I'll go ahead and just leave a note that you're going to talk to them, let them know what that full
is. Is there a reason why I would or would not need to or would not want to? I mean, what's best? Do I just leave it? Because this thing is just a perpetual machine right now. It's out there. people can go on it, and I can tell them, hey, here's the website, click on it, you know, look at it and see the pictures. And that's pretty much what I use it for. I don't use it for, you know, come off the website and contact me. There's a phone number. If you want to call, then call me.
Right.
You know, I don't really have this set up to where I want to check in and see who's been on the search and
right.
and then chase them down. If they're interested,
yeah.
I'll get the call. I don't want to run 50 leads. I want to run five people that want to talk to me. Not, I don't want to just chase people down and tap them on the shoulder.
I'm on the same page with you on that.
Can I talk to you? Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. I just don't want to make you – I don't care how wealthy people could be. No matter what, no one likes to throw money out the door for no reason, okay? We want to make sure this is an investment.
So what's the redo of the website? You said if it costs more for the website, what about does it cost to have that redone to where you guys now administrate it?
We're not going to – we can't re-administrate the one that you have right now. We can take that same domain. But if you're changing your business, all right, I'm going to put it like this. I'm just going to be straight out with you. As far as your business name, we should probably make a brand new domain with making sure that being a brand new website and that's included in your package, man. And leave, once that's developed, take this one down. But keep it up until it's actually developed. It takes about 7 to 14 days for it to go through. You never know. I just want to play it safe. Yeah. So that way you're currently having something up while something's in the process in the works. Once it is done, then you can get rid of the other one. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Just because you want to be taken care of, man. All right, so I got this here. Last thing is,
creating the website is included, but then what's going to be additional on the website?
No additional fees, sir. I promise you that. Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I want to make sure you're taken care of. If you're looking for saying, John, I want to make sure I'm, you know, taken care of if we decide to part ways, there's no cancellation fees with us. And you can buy off the website, the new domain that we find for you for this business, for $99. Okay. So it's a lot cheaper than usual for out there. And we can even keep it live for you for $50 a month for that. Okay. So I just want to make sure you see every avenue and you're well taken care of no matter what. All right. Now, I'm going to go ahead and send this over to our technician team right now. As I'm doing this, did you get that email yet by any chance?
I didn't. I actually just took the phone off my ear to see, and I've gone into spam, and I don't see it. I'm waiting for spam to load. I'm on an Android, so everything seems slower. Nothing yet.
Nothing yet. Did it go check in that spam or junk mail, maybe?
I'm actually just clicked on the spam again to see it. I just swiped the screen to see if it get it to load. You want to do the credit card stuff right now while we're waiting for that to load, or?
I'm not that typical sales guy over here, partner. I want to make sure you're well
taken
care of.
I need to get it done, and I got my card in my hand.
Okay.
So.
All right, before I accept payment, I'm not taking no for an answer on this one. We're going to do a voice verification. So that's where everything's recorded. I'm going to put the pricing in there, so that way your grandfather's in for the life of you being with us. Okay.
So are you Griffin Support Department?
What was that?
Are you Griffin Support Department? Griffin Support Department?
Griffin Support Department, what is that?
I don't know. I'm just the only thing that's just come up in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, then no.
That's not you.
Huh? Wait, what?
Okay.
That was random for me.
I just got an email from Griffin Support Department, order confirmation payment. Oh, that was a PayPal thing.
Okay, no, that's not me.
For
it should come from JSEO.
Okay,
all right.
No, I still do not have that email. Right.
Interesting. Okay.
So you have the right email, jdlozon@sbcglobal.net. All right.
Yeah, Frank. Yeah. B as in boy, Charlie, Globalnet.net. Yeah. That's the one I got.
So what was Charlie? So JD, J like John, D like David, L
David.
Larry, O,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Zebra.
Lozon, Lozon, yeah.
Yep.
At sbcglobal.net.
Yep, yep.
Did you put a dot com or dot net?
Dot net. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, that's all right.
Still do not have it.
I want to make sure you got everything right here. So this next part here, before accept payment, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning, answer as clearly as possible, from the recording part. And like I said, I want to put the pricing in there and also even, knock on wood, hopefully you're in your business for a very long time. But if you decide to part ways, there's no cancellation fees. And we want to make sure I tell you how to do that and go around that process, okay? So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Pacific Pole and Patio, Inc.
Awesome. And please state your name and title within the business.
Jeffrey D. Lozon, CEO.
Awesome. Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second, Jeffrey. So after this part of this recording here, I want to make sure you're really well taken care of. So unfortunately, there are crazy people out there that are going to try to pose as us or try to, you know, get your information and stuff like that. We're going to set up a security question and answer that way. Anytime we call in, we'll ask a security question. And anytime we'll know it's you because you know the answer to it, okay? We just want to make sure to keep it everything
okay.
Very confidential. All right. I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question here. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Pretty much what that's just saying is we can't read your mind. If you need us to run a new promotion, change a keyword, or anything like that, let us know so that
okay.
way we can do that for you. Yes, sir.
All right. I was
okay.
like, I don't know if there's something else I'm supposed to be doing. I'm like, okay. I wasn't prepared.
No.
Go ahead. All right.
No, you're good. All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 7th in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 7th of every month in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. All right. So that's the end of that recording part right there. Jeff, please, please, please don't forget your own answer to your security question, okay? I don't want you locked out of your own account, okay?
Right.
So you can choose any of these three, but you can make up any answer you want, obviously. But we got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
Manchester.
Manchester. All right. There we go. All right. And so I'm putting this in here, saving it, this will never change, okay? So if anyone calls in and trying to mess around with anything like that, it's a huge red flag, okay? So, Jeff, I'm assuming on the card here it's spelled out, Jeffrey D. Lozon. Am I pronouncing the last name right? Lozon?
Lozon, correct, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And is it to the same billing address, the 4122 Winter Haven Street?
Correct.
Okay. And what kind of payment method are we using today? Master, Visa,
credit
card,
Visa.
Right. Now, Jeff, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. It is 4177 9500 0179 1073. Expiration is 0827. Security code is 673, and 92886 is the billing zip.
So hold on, we got just want to make sure I put this all in correctly here. Okay, there we go.
You want me to
you said the expiration was the 27 year, right? Yeah, just making sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, August 27.
All right, perfect. Just making sure on that. All right. Now, before I make any process, any payment here, I know you've been patient with me, so I appreciate it. I want to make sure this is for the long haul. The pricing does not change because you're going to be grandfathered in on this, okay? I don't want anything of that nature to happen. So give me 1 second to refresh. There we go. Hey, we're good. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Now, I want to make sure I stay on the phone with you. Okay, for any reason we get disconnected, I'm calling you right back, okay? But I want to stay on the phone with you so you can get your invoice through email and through text. Now, I'm a little worried because of the email situation we got going on, but I'm going to make sure we send this out. There it goes. So let me know, whichever comes first, email or text, and that way I can direct you so you can see your invoice from there. Let's see on my end. I'm going to make sure this sent. Okay, good. Here.
So, Jeffrey, thank you for choosing. So the text just came through from 502-0500.
Okay, perfect.
The email. I got the text. I haven't got the email.
What is going on with this email stuff, man? All right. Do me a favor.
Or whatever you think. Is it going to my Gmail account?
That'll be interesting, though, no?
Because Google recognizes my Gmail.